Well, first off, since I have the microphone, I'd like to say, go Cubs. While we're waiting. I'm excited about that. I would like to say that my husband, for the first time, said, with his eyes, and those of you that know my husband, he's not a very emotional kind of person. His eyes were like, I really believe anything can happen now. So he had a moment this week. So this slide here shows you exactly what I went through as I prepared for today. As you can see, a large amount of what I think, lots of that coming in. I wrote a lot down, I rewrote a lot, hoping to communicate what I wrote, what I want to say to other people, to you, my people, and probably what you'll take away from it is probably a lot smaller than that, but that's okay. I'm just glad to be here with you today. So I just wanted to tell a couple stories. I don't really have a sermon or anything important to say. I just have a couple funny stories to share. And I wanted to get across to you something really simple, which is wonderment. So this is wonderment in two parts. First off, show of hands, who unfriended someone on Facebook this election cycle? Anybody? Hands raised? No? If you're on Facebook, okay. Who unfriended somebody this week? Anybody? No? Okay. So what's the record, Peg? What do you got? How many people have you unfriended? Oh, that's not bad. Okay, three. I just always think about how that Facebook isn't really like real life, but if you think about it as connections between people, you know, there are ways you have to keep yourself safe. You don't want to be bullied or bothersome. So that wasn't a lot of hands. I appreciate it. Sometimes we have to be in community with people we don't agree with. And I want to tell you a story about Biff. Names changed for humor and to protect the identity of this child. Biff is in my son's first grade class. He was Iron Man this year. And last year he was a ninja. He's a very serious kid. You know those kids that are like adults already? Well, a lot of them go to this church, so yes, you do know kids like that. And so I say, as I've learned over the last few years, kids ask the funniest stuff. So we're walking down, they do a Halloween walk. So we're walking down to Hadley House, they're gonna trick or treat, and I'm walking next to Grievous, and then this kid Biff, and he's walking, and all of a sudden he goes, Grievous's mom, who are you gonna vote for? And I said, like, and I could feel all the parents lean in. They're like, what is she gonna say, you know? So I sit and I do what I do with my kids. I go, that's a good question, which gives me kind of some like back away space to like again, that big circle, what I'm thinking. So I crunch around on eggshells for a minute and then I say, you know, I tend to lean more towards the Democratic ticket is what I just go with, very neutral, you know. And she goes, oh, so Hillary Clinton. Oh, me too. Hillary Clinton all the way. She's the best. And he starts prattling on about Hillary Clinton like my son talks about Minecraft. And I'm like, this kid is cracking me up. So as we're having this conversation, a kid in front of him dressed up as, he goes, well, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. And without missing a beat, Biff says, hit it for me, Ken. What does he say? Well, then you're a bad person. That's what that kid said to the other kid. And all I could see was the first principle flash in my head. You know, all people have worth and dignity. We all come with inherent worth and dignity. So I gently touch Biff's shoulder and I say, now if Jango Fett wants to vote when he's 18, he can. This is the kid, he's dressed as Jango Fett. And he has a right to his opinion, and that doesn't really make him a bad person. Even though in my mind, that's where the growing edges are, you know. I didn't say it out loud, but I really got a chance to review my own feelings. Like I thought his parents must be voting for Donald Trump, so I wasn't thinking anything bad about the kid, but I bounced it to his parents and projected. I'm like, but both households clearly are having very intense talks with these kids for them to be on the playground telling each other they're a bad person. And I thought, wow, I was really blown away. And I felt really lucky because, of course, even though in my head the battle's raging, I'm, let me step up with my first UU principal and tell you. We're all good people and we have inherent worth and dignity, but that's a tough line for us to toe this election cycle. Luckily, to kind of diffuse the moment, I walk up a little bit further and I kind of side-eye another mom and we have a good chuckle about what's just happened. And I said, I never thought I would have that conversation with a six-year-old. So I did, of course, have those bad feelings, but you watch out for Biff. He's probably going to be the class president someday. We're in an interesting time, and we have a chance to dig deeper and to share our love and be models of peace. So in that moment, did I not only say it, but I took the time to review my own feelings and to really try to bring up some love for that person's parents too, because they're probably scared too, and they are having emotional reactions the same way we are on the other side. I proudly became a member of this church on Easter 2014. Kleber signed me up, I call it Baptist style. I had fire in my heart. The Lukers are here. I was so looking forward to being part of a community that was bigger than me. And it's been more than I could have ever imagined. More, so much more. So once I got my feet under me, the fall of 2014, Kleber had left and we had a new leader. I learned more about the principles and was able to sing, "How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful," without openly weeping in that pew, that pew, that pew. So I was getting like, okay, the transformative healing has moved through, so now I can maybe, give my time and attention. So I became a volunteer with Spirit Play. And so basically what I'm trying to say is that's about where I'm at with UU stuff is Spirit Play. So we're gonna do a little Do Re Mi. So we'll sing the principles. So one, each person is worthwhile. Two, be kind in all you do. Three, we help each other learn. Four, search for what is true. Five, all people have a say. Six, work for a peaceful world. Seven, the web of life's the way. That will bring us back to me and you. You won each per. Now, in my like conjured sermon in my mind, it was everybody's like going down the aisle, and they're all like two, and then the kids come in, and then the birds are flying, So yes, I'm very dramatic. Maybe someday we'll have doves. It'll be great. So these are just so simple and yet so complex at the same time, because the same way we're out there interacting with people and being present, I try to go back to these. Are we working through these principles? Are we treating people that way? Because we're the teachers. Everyone out there is terrified, and we are too, but we're the teachers. We know that love wins. And so we can come here every week together and band together. No matter what happens, we have each other. So go and be angry, go be fearful, go do what you need to do. Those feelings are all valid. I'm not trying to say, oh, if you just think positive thoughts, maybe Donald Trump won't win. It's not that. It's not that at all. I'm kind of holding that a little bit, but really, truly, we can do that. So in true Spirit Play fashion, what I hope for you to take away from today is wonder, wondering. What would it look like if all people, were treated with inherent dignity and worth? What would it take to weave a tapestry of love we call community and include everyone, not just us sitting here? What would our world look like if we all helped each other, everyone? I wonder who will lead the way for peace when the country is divided. I wonder who will continue to search for truth when lies are everywhere. I wonder how it will look to move forward in the next week. Who will take up this call? I wonder, who will it be? I want you to take away from today asking yourselves, how can we attract more seekers here? There are more seats here that need filled. There are more people that need love, and I don't think they know about us. I really don't. I see all of you, and you are the core people here. I could tell each and every one of you something you've done to completely alter and love and appreciate and heal me, and I appreciate that. And I think we're the spine. We are the spine of this church, and we are here every Sunday. So what can we do? We need muscles. We need bones. We need some more people in here to make our actions move forward. We are love, and we are the spine of love. I'm a body person, sorry. It's always going to be about the human body. But I'd like to thank all the people that made this possible. How can we open up our community and bring in, because we are a community worth sharing. So I just want to do some thank yous, because this is my sermon/acceptance speech. Thank you for allowing me to be up here. Thanks to my parents for having me, my grandmother for having unshakable Southern Baptist faith and big loving arms for hugging me, Jennifer Lewis, who's diligently working, please volunteer and help her. For telling me about this really cool, inclusive church that talks about chakras and meditates. I am forever grateful to Jennifer for telling me about this place. And Dee, Yomi, Sandy, Ruth, Mary, Joy, Ken, Becky, all holding my hand through this process. Thank you. To the Kalupkas, who are my forever crew, being here supporting me, my peeps. And Ron Glossop, I'm so glad you're here. You told me I was going to be up here with your sparkly, wise eyes, so deepest gratitude to you as well. In times like these, this place is more than walls, more than people. It's a refuge and a sanctuary that I am grateful for. And without getting a giant white cane out here to pull me off the stage, I could ramble about how all of you are so special and impacted my life just by being you, by being yourselves. You have value. And if no one's told you lately, you have something to say and you have something to share. And that's really real. So fear not, dear friends. This week and every week, carry with you this community and this passion, because we can go out in the world and we can make a difference. Okay? Thank you so much.